Everyone, and welcome to the end of year top five extravaganza. Today is our top five TV shows. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
So we'll start it different this time. We'll let Kev go first. Then I'll go, and then Doug can go. And we'll run the gamut here. But Kev, what do you got in your number five slot?
My number five is a series that started out this year on Syfy, on the Sci-Fi Network, and that is Resident Alien.
Shut the fuck up, man. That's my number five.
Is it? Hell yeah. With Alan Tudyk, Sarah Tomko, Alice Wetterland. Man, I love this show. I had no expectations going into this. No, just knowing, hey, it's a show with Alan Tudyk, and it could be funny because it's Alan Tudyk. And man, just the cast is fantastic. This little town, it's funny. The interactions between like the alien and the kid, Mike Thompson. What's his name? Ben? No,
yeah, it's not the coach for the Steelers. Yes.
Yeah. No, Max Hawthorne. There you go. And it's just like the interactions between the alien and the kid, who the kid has a rare condition, I guess, of one in like a million can see the alien for what he really is. So the kid's freaking out and no one else can tell. So they think he's going crazy, like trying to describe the doctor as an alien. Like, it's just a fun season. And it was really, it's a good show, man. Definitely worth visiting. One of the best sci-fi has to offer. So,
yeah. Everything that Kev says, it's a really well done show. Silly at times, but a silly premise. It's not for everyone, but it's definitely for us. And I'm surprised that this was on anyone's list. I thought it'd be forgotten. So
I forgot about it.
Yeah. So I thought it was.
Dude, there's so many good shows this year. Mm-hmm. This year was fucking tough.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not even confident in my top five. Like, I'm confident to a point where I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, damn, all the stuff I had to leave off, you know? So,
yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like we're going to be commenting on everyone else's list. Like, oh yeah, that was really good. Like, I didn't make my list, but fuck, that was good. And Resident Alien's one of those shows. Like, fuck yeah, that was really good. Mm-hmm. I didn't make my list, but fuck yeah, it was good.
So that's my number five as well. Doug, what do you got for number five?
My number five is a recent show on Disney Plus, and that's Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. Hawkeye was really good. Of the MCU shows, it's one of the two that have made my list. Like, because they've all been really good, but that one was a lot of fun. It was just fun. Again, the banter between Hawkeye and Kate Bishop was great. Mm-hmm. The story was captivating, and just the amount of like reveals and stuff just subtly throughout the entire show was great. And I think we talked about it when we did our review of the show, or we talked about it last week when we talked about it in Spider-Man. I want more Jack, or whatever his name, the fiance, because
the swordsman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they build the show up for you to like to despise him, and at the end you're like, wait, hold on, let's go back to that. Like, hold on, let's go back to Jack real fast. What's he doing? He's outside the building murdering people with a sword. Hold on.
Having the best time of his life.
Yeah, literally, like, yay, look, I finally get to use this fencing for real. I'm not the bad guy. Murder, 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 murder.
Tracksuit mafia going everywhere.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I wanna see him in his own series. He's that he's that charismatic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, that it made my list. It was a really good show, and like, I want them to do more. I want more Kate Bishop. Mm-hmm. I want more of these team ups between the two of them, the two different like Hawkeyes. Because she in the comics takes over for Hawkeye while technically he's Ronin, mm-hmm. but obviously like they changed it for the MCU, but like, I want to see more of this. I want to see more of that.
Me too. Natasha's sister is,
oh my God, so good.
Yuri, it's like Yelena. Yeah. Yelena, thank you.
You know when you get those kind of characters that you know are not real, but then you like you start to have feelings for, and you're like, oh, I love her. Like I love her, and so that's the same thing where it's just like. She's and that's another show that didn't make my top five, but like it almost did. Like I was like, no, this deserves to be on there. But I fought with myself because I was like, no, I already have one Disney Plus show. I can't have two. So, Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is something that I forgot about and threw in at the last minute because we're re-binging the series right now. And that is season two of Dave. Holy shit. That was a good show. This was, I mean, like Doug said at the beginning, this was tough. Like, this was the toughest list I had to do out of the three that we've done so far. And, man, yeah, throwing Dave on there is a must, especially with the performance this season by Gata, with, you know, all the fun cameos they had, just everything, the situations that he went in season two. They definitely upped their game. And the way it ended, like I said, it's hard to find someone who didn't cry at that ending. So, like, man, yeah, I loved season two of Dave. Such a good show.
I agree. It was really, really good. Where did we go? Was it okay? Yeah. My number four is going to be Ted Lasso, because how could it not be on your list?
That's my number four also.
We only sat there and talked about it every week on our top five Tuesday and like give a summary of every episode.
Dude, I don't know if I've ever had a TV show like one make me so anxious at the season finale. And then like, I don't think I've ever had like, I'm even like real sports teams. I don't think I actually like get that emotional over like a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was stressed when the Cubs were in the World Series. Like I'm not even like necessarily a Cubs fan, but like for Kev and like, for what that meant for Chicago, like I was edge of my fucking seat in that final game, like oh my God. But for a TV show about soccer, like I told this before, like I literally started crying, like I was like, and Katie was like, "What? Oh my God, are you okay?" And I was just like, "I've been so stressed this entire fucking episode, like of this game." I was like, "So for them to like finally like win or whatever, like I." Like it just, I couldn't, like I like exploded. Like I just a ball of emotions, just started crying. Like not like sobbing, but just like, yes. So, but it was a fucking great show. So good. And did you watch their little Christmas, their claymation Christmas special that they did?
Yeah, I did. And it was, I went there and I was like, well, now I want a whole series of this.
Yeah, I was like, why was this not longer? Why was this only 4 minutes? You could have given me a whole 30-minute episode on this, man. But come on.
So, yeah, Ted Lasso is definitely one of those special shows that only come around once a generation. It's different. It came at a time that is needed where positivity is lost in television shows a lot. You know, a lot of it's really, really dark and serious, and so this came along and just was so refreshing, and it continues to be even with the newest season. So two very 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 big thumbs up on Ted Lasso for number four. Kev, what's your number three?
My number three is this is season three at this point, and this is Doom Patrol. Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's so many of them. Like I had to really dig deep on this one. But yeah, another great season by the people in Doom Patrol. It's a little darker than their normal stuff, but they still contain the humor. They still have some funny stuff, like the orgy ghosts in the mansion. Mm-hmm. I love that. Like over three seasons, they still have orgy ghosts in this show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just the humor in it, man. Brendan Fraser going through his stuff, like I mean, well, his character, and like, man, everyone going through loss and love and everything like that. Rita Farr going through what she did, Like, it was a great season, man. I really love this show. This is one of my favorite superhero shows that before this, I knew nothing about anything that was Doom Patrol. And now I'm like a huge Doom Patrol fan because of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Very, very fun experience going through that show. And this season, everybody's dealing with their, like really dealing with their personal issues and their emotions. So, my number three is going to be just a little show that kind of maybe an indie show. You know, it's not really that popular. Okay, I'm lying. It's like one of the most popular shows, if not the most popular on TV. And that's Yellowstone. That how could it not make my list? I like found this show this year. It had to be this year, yeah, because I binged like all seasons, and then I was waiting for season three to come out. And I'm currently watching the season three of it.
And season four of it,
and then also they came out with a prequel called 1883 that I'm now engaged with. So. It has me.
Congratulations. You're engaged with it. That's congratulations.
Yeah, we're gonna have
much, marry it.
We're gonna have a baby, and it's gonna be called the Old West. So
and then Kanye West will sue you for infringement.
So that's my number three, Yellowstone. It's oh my god, it's so good. I wish that Kev could have got into it, but it was too much. Political drama.
Yeah.
Number three. Doug?
My number three is an animated show that came out this year on Amazon Prime, and that is Invincible. Another superhero show. Mm-hmm. A great fucking cast. Just an absolutely stacked cast, and it was so fucking good. It is... Oh, man. It's from, I believe, Robert Kirkman, same guy that did Walking Dead. It is the story of a kid growing up in a superhero family and getting his powers and him trying to like make a name for himself. While meanwhile, his dad, who is an alien, was essentially Superman. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember why. I don't know if we ever really learned why. Did we learn why? He just starts like murdering. He murders essentially the Justice League. Oh. Like just murders them all. Just violently murders them all. And and then covers it up. And it's about like everyone kind of like who killed the Justice League, essentially, I forgot what they're called. And his son finding out this dad did like this huge fucking battle between the two of them. Mm-hmm. And then it gets crazy because someone posted like a photo of like the complete Invincible storyline, like the comics, all the comics together. And they're like, and here's the first season. And it's just like a sliver of the amount of stuff they covered in the show versus the entire comics. It was like, oh, Jesus. And it's already been approved for like season two and three. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, dude, show ruled. It was so good.
That was good. The reason, by the way, why he did that was because he believed he and his son, once his son learned his powers, they could take over the world together.
So, oh, that's right. That's right.
His planet was a planet full of assholes.
Yeah, that's what they did. They went to these other planets. They like were sent superheroes. Agents. Mm-hmm, they were agents. Yep, and then and then they took over.
Yeah, so good.
I forgot about that. Yep.
And J. Jonah Jameson as the main character, whatever his name is. Dude, so good. Yeah, that was such a great show. I forgot about it. Once again, it's so hard to pick this
J.K.
list.
Simmons. Sorry, it took me a second to get there. Yep. J.K. Yeah. Simmons. So good. So good. So violent at times. So just like relentlessly violent. I mean, again, an amazing.
Robert Kirkman.
Yeah, an amazing supporting cast. Like just. Just the amount of fucking people that you're gonna be like watching, you're gonna be like, oh shit, Zazie Beetz. Oh shit, it's what's her face? It plays Britta in the in Community, like
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah,
or Gillian something.
Yeah, it's just it was a great show.
Yes, awesome. Gillian Jacobs. That's what her name is.
Yeah, and Anderson would be from the X-Files.
That's what exactly. That was the first, hey, that's the first Gillian.
Yeah, that's right. No, great show. I cannot recommend it enough, and I can't wait for season two whenever that's going to happen.
Yeah, agreed.
Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is a show that you guys turned me on to, and ended up being like a really fucking good show. Holy shit, you guys. And that is Mythic Quest. Yeah, like season two came out this year, and man, once again, Rob McElhenney, like, he's doing such a great job outside of It's Always Sunny. This was such a fun show, and it had like, it was like It's Always Sunny in a video game development studio, because you had your Frank Reynolds, which was the writer. You had your D, which was like his side programmer. Like, everyone's kind of an asshole in this show too. I love the project manager, which Caleb's going to hate me because he reminds me of like what Caleb would be as a project manager. Like, he just seems like he's a bit of a pushover, but he's just really cheesy. Like, it's really funny. The mustache, he's the wolf, the lone wolf.
Yeah.
it's such a great show. Once again, great characters. The QA staff, was fantastic with what's her name?
Birch.
Ashley Birch.
Were you about to say Judy Birch?
I was going to say Judith Birch, which is way off. That's the American Beauty. Yeah.
Thora Birch, you fucking loser.
Who the fuck's Judith Birch then?
I don't know.
That's my grandma.
I went to elementary school with Judith Birch. Class of 38. Who the fuck is Judith Birch?
I don't know. I'm afraid for you to look. And find out. I'm like, oh, it's that porn actress.
There's someone in like Lawrence, Kansas named you. Oops. Okay, well, some random citizen in Lawrence, Kansas. Big fan. Okay, yeah, Thora Birch. Well, whatever. Birch, you know what I mean.
Damn hey, it, there's a no. Birch in there. I got the Birch.
Yeah, I got the Birch part. But Mythic Quest was amazing. Shouldn't be missed. Another reason to get with Apple TV besides Ted Lasso. And yeah, Mythic Quest rules.
Awesome. That one is another one that should be on my list, and it's not, but
same.
Number two is going to be a show that will continue to be my favorite as long as they put it out, and that is What We Do in the Shadows. There's no way that this won't make my list every year, because it's one of the best shows on TV. It makes me laugh to my core. And I love the characters. This season was hilarious. They showed so much more range, especially the actor who plays Laszlo, who had to essentially play every character on the show.
You mean Nandor?
Or Nandor, sorry.
Nandor, yeah.
Nandor, who had to imitate everyone while being himself, and that was just...
Imitate everyone imitating him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That takes some acting skill.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So that is just a fantastic show that I absolutely, absolutely adore. And if you're not watching it, then, I mean, you can go Birch yourself.
Judith Birch.
Go Judith Birch yourself. Dude, that's a show. That one's on my list, and it's, yeah, it was this season three was, I mean, every season that show gets better. Mm-hmm. Like every fucking season, it's just tops whatever it did the season before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it did not make my list this year. Number two for me though is Loki.
Oh wow, on
Disney Plus.
Good, yep, good stuff. Yep.
Dude, Loki. Oh man, what? Just it was wild. It was crazy. Like just the all the different like variant stuff. Like that was awesome. The show with the TVA was awesome. All the different Lokis were awesome and hilarious and just great. And then the final scene we know it's Kang the Conqueror was, dude, it was so good. Mm-hmm. It was, it was the best Marvel show this year, like hands down, like all of them were good. All of them were good, but that one was fucking awesome.
Yep, pretty special. Okay, so then we've reached the number one spot. Kev, what do you got?
It's maybe a little show that you guys have heard of. Maybe you haven't. I'm bullshitting. You guys have gotten me into this show, and now I'm about to do my third playthrough this year, and that is What We Do in the Shadows. I binge watched it, and then I showed it to Debbie, and we binge watched it together, and like now we've talked about watching it a third time because it's that fucking good. And yeah, man, just like Jeremy said, the characters are so good, and it gets better. Laszlo was hilarious, you know, going through this. We went through the whole thing. So like, I'm judging it like from the whole series in this part, not just the season three, but like even the stuff that happens in season two with like Jackie Daytona, you know, and like that whole episode, and having like the cameos, and having like Jim the Vampire show up, and, you know, the getting Doug Jones as the Baron. And the Baron is fucking hilarious. And just Nick Kroll as Simon the Devious. Yeah. Oh, he's been rapping since 93. And them fighting over that fucking cursed hat this whole time. Just like everything about this show. Yeah, it's so good. By the end of it, man, like even Colin Robinson, like he's such a troll. Like, Mark Prosk is like that in real life. Like, he's just like there was a video that surfaced of him like going like on local like television like news shows and saying that he was like a yo-yo master, but he wouldn't want to talk anything about yo-yos, and he would always get a phone call during the show, like during a live performance. Like, it was, I'll send you guys the video. It's and this was like 10 years before What We Do in the Shadows. Like, yeah. The dude's just
said it to us before.
Yeah, and it's so good. He's just trolling. But yeah, this show is FFX or FXX is like just been killing it with shows lately, with Dave, with this, just, man, there's so many good ones. It was a tough Sunny. Choice. Yeah, It's Always Sunny. Tough choice this year, man, but this one was the easy. I started at number one and worked my way back down the list. So
fucking guy.
These fucking guy. Amazing how much he actually says it. Because every time he'd say it, I'd repeat it back, and Kay was like, does he really say it a lot? And I was like, oh my god. And then like in season three, like, he just ramps it up. Like, he just says it so much. Like, every episode, she was like, oh my, this fucking guy.
The episode where he's trying to do his like eternal sleep or whatever, and they keep bothering him. And I just love when they come in and check out his junk.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's average, you know, it flops.
David Cross. so many good cameos this season. Even the season one where they go to the vampire council and it's fucking like Wesley Snipes and Paul Rubens and
Danny
like, everyone who's been a fucking vampire like in the last 20 years in movies and stuff, essentially.
Was the dude from Blade who shows up, the painter?
He's like, oh my god, he's like, yeah, he's like, no, I was an actor when we made that movie, but god, I just love I loved it so much, I decided to become a real vampire.
Donald Logue.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Donald Logue. He's such a strange name, but yeah, love him in that. It's so good.
Okay, my number one is going to be Doug's number two, which is Loki. I think it was the best show on TV this year. I think that it was... the story was as strong or even stronger than a Marvel film. I think that they chose the perfect actors for every role. And I was like, I don't really ever go back and watch a show again, but I really want to go back and watch Loki a second time through. It was just that good. And so I loved every second of it. And I cannot wait to see how it ties into the movies. And then I cannot wait for season two. And Doug said the rest. So there you go. Doug, what's your number one?
My number one was it's a, like a limited series. There's only in one season. It was on Netflix. It's from Mike Flanagan, who is fucking killing it right now on Netflix. Like, his movies have been great. His TV shows, the Haunting of Hill House, The Haunting of Bly Manor, and this year's Midnight Mass. Fucking good. So good. The best TV I've watched this year. Hands down, the best. it's a show that doesn't need a season two, but they've already announced what Mike Flanagan's working on next, the Fall of the House of Usher. And stacked cast once again. Roald Cooley coming back again, which he was so good. I love him so much. From iZombie to Bly Manor to Midnight Mass, dude is he's such a good actor. They've also announced that Mark Hamill is going to be in it, and Frank Langlia or whatever his name is, like, he's going to be in it. Like, dude, the cast for his next show is going to be awesome. But Midnight Mass was phenomenal because it was scary but not scary, but just beautifully shot and incredibly acted. It was so good. It was so fucking good. It was so good. It was so good.
It was, yeah, man. I forgot about that. It should have been my list. We binge watched that in like a day as well,
yeah,
or like over a weekend because it was so good. And yeah, it like was the toss between Catholicism or like, you know, like religion and just kind of like just everything they go into is really a lot of deep conversations in that show.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't alcoholism sort of, and then but then also like grief and religion and but then also like religious fanaticism and stuff also, like just the fact that this dude was bit by a vampire but is like fucking convinced it was an angel and like this, dude, yeah. It was wild. It was fucking wild. And that was a show that like, yeah, I binged the first like, it was like 8 episodes or something like that, maybe more, maybe 10, but I binged like the first up until like the last and like, yeah, like a day or two. And then I waited like a week and a half, 2 weeks before watching the finale because I was like, I had fallen like in love with so many of the characters and like liked everyone's like, and it's one of those like, ain't nothing good gonna happen. Like that, like no one's gonna come out of this victorious. Like this is gonna suck. And it didn't suck, like, I mean, no one came out of that victorious, but it was done again in a very beautiful way where you got to see the people who deserved to fucking bite it. Mm-hmm. And even those who didn't, at least were given, a lot of them were like honorable. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't done like, oh man, that sucks. There they go. You know, it was given like a, I don't know, beautiful deaths and ways because yeah, it's a horror show. It's vampires. It's supposed to be scary and intense, and it was all those things. And then yeah, then you just add in like the religious trauma on top of all of it, and it was, dude, it rocked my fucking shit this year. Man, I can't even put it into words. I literally was telling friends like, this show is great. If you have any sort of like religious trauma or have anything that happened, like, you know, against religion and things, like this might be tough because like they get into it with the priest and the whole counseling stuff. Like it was intense. It was an intense fucking show.
Awesome. All right, well, that's going to do it for your top five of TV shows. Tomorrow we're going to have our top five movies, so stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.